This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Iran's supreme leader reportedly has ordered an amnesty or reduction in prison sentences for tens of thousands of people detained amid the nationwide protests shaking the country. The decision Sunday, for the first time, acknowledges the scale of the crackdown. The decree is part of a yearly pardoning the supreme leader does before the anniversary of Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution. A U.S. military fighter jet shot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon off the eastern coast of the U.S. state of South Carolina Saturday, a week after it first entered U.S. airspace. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
An obvious overreaction. That's what the Chinese Defense Ministry called the U.S. shooting down of an unmanned Chinese airship in the United States. China reserves the right to use the necessary means to deal with similar situations, said Ministry spokesman Tang Kefei in a statement on Sunday. President Joe Biden told reporters he had issued an order on Wednesday to take down the balloon, but the Pentagon had recommended waiting until it could be done over open water to safeguard civilians from debris crashing to earth.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham.
Credo che è per l'India il prossimo anno, credo.
Pope Francis said Sunday he's planning to visit India next year and is studying a possible trip that would be a first. During his flight back to Rome after South Sudan, the Pope confirmed that he would be in Lisbon, Portugal for World Youth Day the first week of August. He said he would participate in a September meeting of Mediterranean bishops in Marseille, France. The Pope added there was the possibility that he would fly from Marseille to Mongolia, which would be a first for a Pope. He wound up a peace mission.